This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people are putting their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is produced by Catholic Radio Indy. It covers a wide variety of guests and topics. If you have any comments or suggestions for the program, please contact Bridget. That's B-R-I-G-I-D, Bridget at CatholicRadioIndy.org, or call us at 317-870-8400. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hey, Jim. Hello, everyone. Thanks for being with us today.
And Bridget, as always, we want to kick things off with a prayer. So if you would join me in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day and for the precious gifts of life and health. Thank you for my family and friends and my faith in you and the fact we live in the United States of America. Please bless and protect each member of our family and protect us from all harm and serious illness, from bullying, addiction, abuse, and violence of all kinds. And through the cross and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, please one day welcome each of us into your holy kingdom. Amen.
Amen. Well, today we are going to be talking about faith and fitness, and joining us in studio is Samantha Lamar. She is CEO and founder of Roundabout Fitness. Welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
And, you know, we actually met actually through a, I guess, mutual friend, Kathleen Ford, who is with Decided Excellence, and I'm sure there's people in the audience who know all about that, and we're going to be talking to Kathleen at some point going forward, but I really don't know that much about you, so why don't you give us a little bit about your background? Are you from the Carmel area?
I am. Well, we moved to Carmel 17 and a half years ago.
Okay.
We were from Connersville, Indiana.
Okay.
And we moved to Carmel because of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Because of that church.
Yeah, and actually that's my home parish. And we don't know. I've seen your name, but I've never met
it's
such, you.
Like, it's a large parish.
It is.
It's a large parish. But we had a huge conversion and discovered perpetual adoration through watching EWTN and knowing the power of Eucharistic adoration. And so we knew that Our Lady had the Perpetual Adoration Chapel. And they had a lot of great programs. I thought, this is where I want my children to be. I want them to witness this growing up. And that's why we moved here. And then we found out what a great community Carmel was. And it was just a bonus. And then found out Carmel meant God's garden. And before it was Carmel, it was Bethlehem. So we just felt like, yeah, this is where we want to be.
That is super awesome. Well, it's funny. I was in preparing for the show, I noticed that on your signature line, and you know, we all do a lot of emails, and a lot of people do have signature lines that are, you know, maybe a scripture verse or something. And yours said, be who you were created to be, and you will set the world on fire. It's a quote by St. Catherine Siena. Talk about that.
Well, it is. It's so true. We all try to get into a box, even Catholics. We have our little Catholic boxes and checklists and things, and if we try to be what everybody else is doing, then we can't, it's just going to stunt our growth. And that's what I found. Like you kind of get, like, I think of the transformation and how St. Peter was like, well, let's just build an altar and worship you here. And, but it wasn't time yet. No, there's still more to go. And so we kind of get in that rut. We're like, this is good. I can do this. We can just do this daily mass and it's like, no, there's more. So we can't get too comfortable because there's more he's created us to do. And when we, like for me, when I get into that place where he wants me to be, I'm so much more effective in spreading his love and witnessing to the church and to Christ's mercy. But it has to be under his terms, not mine.
Yeah, and I mean, that's such a great message for all of us to be reminded of, you know, because it's so easy. We were joking before we got started here that, you know, Samantha, you work with someone that is type A. We won't say who it is. And I have a tendency to be kind of more along those lines. And it's funny because I've worked with people that are, you know, kind of more easygoing, you know, just kind of let the spirit go, which we all have to work like that. But I remember singing, maybe some people will know, Caesar Swedan.
Yes.
Singing at, you know, at Our Lady.
My daughter's engaged to his son.
Okay. That'll go. Congratulations. it's funny because we were singing and I like to have all the music planned out and all that, you know, and obviously you know what music you're going to sing. Well, he's like singing and he will change the song. Like he'll just look back and say, okay, the words for the next verse are, Jesus, I love you. And it's like, I'm like, oh my gosh, I am cracking. And I'm playing the guitar. It's like, I don't know that song or whatever, you know, it's just, so I could totally relate with, you know, the person that you work with that's more type A. Mm-hmm. But the topic today is faith and fitness. And I want to get back into that. And the reason I brought up that quote is because talk about how that connects with fitness in terms of being the best we can be for God.
Well, it's extremely important because we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And if it's not functioning properly, then it can be hard for us to live out whatever mission it is that we have. I'm going to speak from my personal experience, and I do want to mention that there is a book coming out. It'll be available next month called You Are That Temple by Kevin Vost, mm-hmm. the Catholic author. He's written several books. He's got one in the chapel called 1 Minute Aquinas. And he was a power lifter. He's very much into fitness and faith. So this book is going to be coming out next month. My story will be in that book. He's got several stories from other Catholics and their fitness journey. So for me, I was always... I still do, don't get me wrong, but my way of working things out, or when things would come up, I'd go to the chapel. I'd mm-hmm. go and pray the rosary. It was prayer, 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 journal, 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 which was all great things. And then I would take walks, and I go out, and I talk to the Lord, and I had some things happening, and it was just like, I finally said, okay, God, I don't know what to do. What do you want me to do about this? And I just listened, and he said, join a gym. I don't want to join a gym. That's Satan's church. People go there and they worship their bodies. I don't want to join a gym. But I'm always obedient no matter what. Whatever God asks, I'll do it, even if it's not what I want. So I did, and it ended up being life-changing. I joined what we call a power team, and I met some wonderful people. Like, I felt like in this community of Christians that was even more as supportive as being with my Catholic community. And I started to change physically. My anxiety went away. I was happier at home as a mom. I do have 9 children. I was homeschooling. And so fitness, you know, taking care of myself like that in that way was not an option. It just wasn't anything that was on my radar. But God put it on my radar, and I soon learned why, because it made me better at everything that I did. And the kids got to where, like, if I said... an example would be, I was getting ready to go work out. Well, I'm pretty sure somebody broke a dish. The dog peed on the floor. The kids were fighting. And I was thinking, oh, gosh, I really shouldn't leave right now. Because the kids are like, no, go, Mom, go. It's good. Because they learned that when I did that, I was in a better mood. Mm. And then also I learned that one of Satan's tactics will be to prevent us from doing things to take care of our bodies because we feel better.
That is so true. And it's so easy to get, you're exactly right. You know, as a mom, or even, you know, as a parent or whatever, it just seems like whenever you're going to do something good, like going to mass, going to work out, doing something that's really important, you know, for your spiritual life, mm-hmm. all hell breaks loose.
Yep.
You know, I mean, there's no other way to say it.
Yeah. And it'll happen for a while till Satan realizes you've caught on, and you know, it's not going to prevent you from doing that. So you kind of have to get through that hump. And a lot of times people get into a fitness routine and they just go all in, and then a few weeks they're sick, mm-hmm. and then they can't get back into it. So, you know, I'm like, it's baby steps. But I learned through the power team how to eat, following a bodybuilder's diet. I had actually started, I was like at a size 8, went to size 6 and then down to a size 0. So never dreamed I would be that tiny. That wasn't my goal. I just wanted to get to a certain weight, and I was hoping I'd get pregnant with twins. And, well, that didn't happen. But because I had 9 babies, I'm thinking, oh, I'll probably get pregnant again. So I want to get in shape before the next one.
Mm-hmm.
So I learned how to eat. So I was looking at calories and, you know, the intake of calories and the importance of being aware of how much we're putting into our body. Like, you know, everything is going to... It all makes a difference. It all adds up in the end. So I learned a lot of things, and it brought about certain discipline. And discipline is really important for Catholics, for Christians, for anybody. A lack of discipline can be the playground for Satan. So discipline has been really important. And when people who work out tend to be more disciplined in their lives.
Yeah, it's really funny whenever if you want someone to if you want to ask someone to do something for you or volunteer or whatever, maybe take on something else, ask someone that's really busy, because they're so disciplined, they will get it done. Even though they're doing all these other things, they will get it done for you. I want to reintroduce you while we're chatting here. We are talking with Samantha Lamar. She is CEO and founder of Roundabout Fitness. So at some point you decided to start, what is Roundabout Fitness, I guess?
Well, Roundabout Fitness is a business that works in the, we call it the trifecta of personal development, physical, financial, and mental health. The three areas that, the idea is that there's always going to be a change or a storm that's going to come in your life. So what that we can't control. Mm-hmm. So what can we control? What things can we do that we can control in our world? And we can control how we're taking care of our bodies. And we can control how we're taking care of our finances. And we can control what our thoughts are, because we're told to take captive our thoughts. That's extremely important. So if you work in these areas, you strengthen them so that when the storms come, you can withstand it. Those are three less things you have to worry about. So when things happen, the last thing you need to do is be worrying about the fact that you might be fighting diabetes or metabolic syndrome or hypertension, anything like that, and then financially, you know, you're struggling to make ends meet. You don't have anything put in the bank for any kind of emergency that comes up. So if you have something happening, and I speak from experience, if you have something happening and then you have all these other things that you're worrying about as well, it just makes it that much more difficult to carry that burden.
No question about that.
Yeah.
So now, do you have a physical location, or is this like an online thing? Or tell us how you deliver the Roundabout Fitness in those three areas.
So Roundabout Fitness is more of we bring the gym to you. So I am a division of Spire Wellness, which is corporate wellness. And Kelly Phenol is the co-owner. She's also Catholic. She goes to St. Malachi. And she's been working with me on Roundabout Fitness and developing it and seeing where God's leading it for the last couple of years. And so what Spire does is they go into big corporations and they help set up gyms and they bring in fitness trainers and group fitness instructors.
Okay.
And mine is more specific in that we go into smaller areas like shared office spaces, luxury apartments, and eventually in hotels, and offer the group fitness and the personal training. But we also offer workshops and resources for financial and mental health as well, using people within the community. So I don't go in and do all that. I take people in the community who are already professionals in those industries to come in and do workshops, mm-hmm. offer coaching, and I introduce them. I make that connection.
Okay.
So in that way, we're not in one place. I do personal training at Stockton Training Ground. So I do have my own personal training. And so as far as like a physical location, Stockton Training Ground is located off the Wall Sports.
Okay.
So you can find me there doing some personal training. I'm also a flexologist for Stretch Lab Carmel.
Oh, wow.
Which is, it's assisted stretching. And that's something else that Roundabout Fitness offers to So the big corporations can provide those things for their employees, and a lot of the really good ones do, and they have the gyms and the trainers and stuff come in, and I go to the smaller places, the small businesses, that, and then like the shared workspaces, giving them that opportunity to get what people in the bigger corporations get. So
what a cool niche. Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Samantha Lamar, CEO and founder of Roundabout Fitness, about faith and fitness. So stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
For a long time, we've been telling you that if you have an Echo Dot or other smart speaker device, you can hear Catholic Radio Indy simply by saying, "Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy." Just the other day, I did that, and Alexa was feeling a bit argumentative. I'll let you hear my conversation with her. Alexa, where are you?
Here I am. What do you want?
Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Now, just why would you want me to do that?
Well, because we've got great programming 24 hours a day.
Well, a lot of other radio stations have good programs, too.
Yeah, but our programming talks about God and eternal salvation.
I am very smart. I know almost everything about everything, but I do not know about God and salvation.
Well, that's why people need Catholic Radio Indy. So, Alexa, do me a favor. Whenever anyone says, "Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy," just send them our way, would you?
Yes, I will be happy to do that. In the meantime, I am going to do some research about that thing you called salvation. I wonder where I can find out more about that.
Helps me feel closer to God each day and just helps me stay grounded in my faith and just keeps me going.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley and I are in the studio, and we're talking with our guest, Samantha Lamar. She is CEO and founder of Roundabout Fitness, and we joked about this at the break, but Jim, go ahead and ask the obvious question.
Well, in this part of the state of Indiana, when you say roundabout anything, you may as well be saying Carmel Fitness. So I assume Roundabout Fitness is located in Carmel?
Yes. It was originally Roundabout Carmel Fitness.
Oh, okay.
We changed it so that in case we spread into other
cities.
It's not exclusive to Carmel.
Right. Well, it's a good name, but just in this area, when people think of Roundabout, they think of Carmel.
And I got to ask, I mean, you mentioned in the early part of the show that you have 9 children. What are the ages of your children?
My oldest is 27 and my youngest is 9, and I have 4 grandchildren.
That is amazing. And that's why I've seen your name, because I've probably seen some of your kids' names too.
Possibly.
You know, I got to ask you about real quick about your conversion. I know we could talk an hour about this, but what basically happened? Did you grow up Catholic and then you had a...
I was baptized Catholic and that was it.
Okay.
And my older siblings, I'm the youngest of 5. My older siblings went to Catholic schools and I went to public school because my mom did not like the Catholic schools and what had happened, their experience anyway. And so I grew up kind of anti-Catholic, mm-hmm. even though I didn't know anything about any religion at all. I didn't even know what the Trinity was or the Our Father. And when I got married and I had like my first little conversion where I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and I watched 700 Club and
I was in that camp, the 700
Club.
Yeah,
you know, I loved that. So there was a lot of feeding going on in the beginning in that. And then it was like, okay, we need to find a church. We got to go to a church. And it was anything but a Catholic church for me. And I was looking, I thought, well, we could join a Lutheran church. I think that's kind of close. And one day I was on the phone with my mom and she's like, even though she wasn't going to mass or anything at the time, practicing at all, she's like, you were baptized Catholic and you will always be Catholic. So you need to go to a Catholic church. And I hung up on her. I was so mad. And I was like, okay, God, what do you want? And then that's really when how my discernment changed. It was like, okay, God, what do you want? And within 30 seconds, the phone rang and it was the local Catholic church calling.
Wow.
And I didn't know why, but I knew that's what he wanted. And I was like, okay, if this is what you want, because it's all about what do you want, Lord? It can't be what I want. And so I was like, okay, we'll join the Catholic church. Maybe we can get the church. Maybe we can catch it on fire. Because our church was just very blah. Nobody seemed to be in love with Jesus. Everybody was just there kind of putting in the work. And that was it. And then later on, I found out why he wanted me to become Catholic. And that was when I started praying the rosary on a daily basis for the end of abortion. Specifically, that's what I felt called to pray for. And it was during the Sorrowful Mysteries. I was baptized in the Holy Spirit. I got to know the Blessed Mother, and all of a sudden the sacraments made sense. I went and made the best confession ever. And then it was...
How long was that? Some people always joke about like, well, it really wasn't as long as I thought it'd be.
It wasn't, because it was so heartfelt. Like I had that true contrition, that it's the experience of that was all grace. And then receiving communion afterwards and really experiencing physically the true body and blood of Christ. But through Our Lady, Jesus was no longer an abstract God, but he became a human that I could love like a child, like she did. And it just changed everything for me, like everything. And ever since then, it's just been a giant adventure working towards building up the kingdom with what I can do here on earth and heading towards heaven and eternity. So that was my conversion, but it was definitely, and I say to Catholics who don't know Our Lady or any Christian who doesn't understand why Our Lady is important to us, to ask Jesus, because prior to starting to say the rosary, I asked Jesus, I was like, Jesus, just help me to know your mother. Like, what's the big deal? Because I'm like, you know, you hear, I just go to directly to, what's the big deal? And boy, did he help me to know her and love her. But what happened is she helped me to know him. in a new way. So that was it. And then ever since then, it's been 20 some years. It was the Jubilee year, actually, when it happened, when the Holy Doors were open. I always felt like there was a grace. God led me to EWTN. Every time I had a question in my mind, I would turn on EWTN and they would be talking about it. So it was just, this infused knowledge as well. And it was beautiful, but I couldn't have done that without Our Lady's help.
That is such a great story, and I'm super glad that we got that in and that I asked you about that. Now, you did mention also at the break and when we were off air that you are trying to get a kind of a faith and fitness retreat going sometime here in the future. Talk about that.
Well, I see that if your identity, which all of us should be, a prayer warrior, we as prayer warriors, we need to be physically fit so we feel like praying. We're not feeling well when we're tired because our bodies aren't in the best shape that they can be. It makes it hard for us to go in and go into that prayer. Mm-hmm. And prayer can take energy, and we're not all going to get to that contemplative stage right away that St. Teresa of Avila talks about, but we have to be physically ready to go into that battle, the spiritual battle.
Well, yeah, it's so true that, if you don't feel well, if you don't get enough sleep,
yes,
whatever.
Oh, right. So the physical part of it. So I learned that taking care of myself physically enabled me to do more for the kingdom, like in praying over others. I felt better. I have more energy. So I definitely could do more in ministry. And I noticed that some of the things that we go through, and I know you have that on there to talk about depression and anxiety.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Talk about that.
Those things can weigh us down, but sometimes we're carrying burdens that we don't need to. And
guilt, maybe,
Yes, things that...
anxiety.
When you get the blood flow going and it gets into your brain and then all of the natural endorphins, all the natural things. Somebody once mentioned or said something about our bodies, our muscles being like a pharmacy of really good drugs.
Mm.
So the medications that we take to help us with depression... You can exercise and get that same result without taking medication. Not saying medication isn't needed. Sometimes it is, for sure. But if we can get that naturally, God equipped us for that. And so when you can get past certain things that you're battling, that you don't necessarily have to battle, then you can go and you can do other things. You can focus on other people. And you don't have to worry so much about yourself. That's you've taken care of yourself. Now you can go out and help to spread the word and to care for other people, care for your family members and a sick parent. We're the people. I see us carrying the ones who can be physically strong, because not everybody, we know some people are going to be called to a life of sickness and suffering in that way. Mm-hmm. But those of us who aren't, we're carrying those people. So I think of the pool of Bethsaida, and I don't know if I'm saying that right, and the guy just wanted to get into the water to get healed.
Mm-hmm.
And I had an image of that, and the Lord, picking up that person and taking him into the water for healing. So that physical, we're physically helping people to get well. And if we're not able to, we don't have that strength to do that mentally, physically, and that ties in with the financial and stuff. But what I want to see are the Catholics who, we already have everything that we need.
Mm-hmm.
We have it all to go into battle, and just there's no reason we should be losing a battle because God has provided us with everything that we need. We have to be physically strong to go into battle, and then we can really start changing the world. And when you are feeling good physically, then you and you're not worrying about all these things, then you can go in and find out what it is that God has called you to do, and you can live out that mission and that purpose that he's placed on your heart. But if you're and I remember just being sick all the time and laying on the couch, if you're like that, it's really hard. And some of us can be, and we could settle, well, I'm just, this is my cross to bear, and I have to lay here and suffer.
Mm-hmm.
But when you start feeling well, then all of a sudden you start seeing all the opportunities that God has for you when you can get out, and especially if you have children, and just being a happier mother. And so it's just another aspect of our beautiful faith that enables us to go out and do more in building up the kingdom of heaven. And
you can really be a good witness if you're, basically suited up for battle, but not just spiritually suited up, but physically and mentally suited up. So you mentioned that, you're going to maybe have this faith and fitness retreat. If people want to learn more about that, or if they want to connect with you, learn more about Roundabout Fitness, how can people get in touch? And maybe those are two different things that they, how can they get connected to you? Or maybe the retreat is a different venue there.
Well, the retreat, so if you want to know more about that, in November, Kevin Vost's book is going to be coming out.
Okay.
You Are That Temple, and I'll have the stories in there. But the retreat will be based on that book and the chapters in his book. And that,
go ahead.
Yeah, and that will be, and then that retreat, we are forming that program right now, and that's something for Catholics to go away, grow in their faith, and get motivated to get their bodies fit and ready for battle.
And you're thinking maybe you'll have that at St. Joseph's retreat
center. Yeah. We're going to have our first one there. And then, and you know, it's in development right now. So as far as all the details, they're not quite there yet,
mm-hmm.
but we do look at pulling in some great Catholic leaders to help out in planning this retreat and being there for the retreat. And then as far as getting a hold of me right now, the best way is just would be to through Facebook Messenger, or you can email me at lamarlams@gmail.com. And because we're under construction with Roundabout Fitness, so the best way to reach me is that. But hopefully by the time this is airing, it'll be up and running, and mm-hmm. you can go to our website. But yeah, that's, and then I do my weekly podcast. So if you go to Facebook Podcast on the Plaza page, you can see our show there, and we bring people in from the community and talk to them. But that's another way that I'm available.
And actually, Gordon Smith, our general manager, was on that. So maybe we can link that up to maybe our Facebook page or something, so people can hear that too. And I do want to give the website. It's roundaboutfitness.net. So you can get connected with Samantha Lamar, CEO and founder of Roundabout Fitness. And we got to hear your great conversion story. So that was awesome.
Yeah, it's always fun to, it's always good. Like, I think they call it a prayer of remembrance, to go back and think about what God's done over time, just to kind of, if you're feeling a little dry in your faith, to go back and think of, oh, well, he did this and this happened, and then it can get you excited again.
Well, thanks so much for being our guest today, and God bless you. I'm going to be
you.
Working on my faith and fitness as well.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate being on here. I love being part of the Catholic community.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people are putting their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is produced by Catholic Radio Indy. This program and all Faith in Action programs can be heard or downloaded as podcasts from CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a comment or suggestion for guests or topics for the program, please contact Bridget. That's B-R-I-G-I-D, Bridget@CatholicRadioIndy.org, or call us at 317-870-8400. This program has been pre-recorded.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.